Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thank you very much for joining us from all around the world. We appreciate you, and we are blessed and honored to be shoulder to shoulder with you. We're in this together, ladies and gentlemen, the recapture of our republic 2022, the great year that we will experience this together. We're going to reclaim the republic. We are on track to do it. We are awakening at vast and great numbers. And we are going to put an end to the tyranny that's upon us. And I know that some of you are grappling with the fact that we're focusing on and must fully engage in 2022 in order to fix 2020. For some of you, and I'm being patient with you because part of our mantra this year is to obtain wisdom, reflection, action, and patience with regards to what we're doing in the Republic to save it from us, because we realize as conservatives, as intellectually mature adults and members of a political structure and a society whereby we realize the nightmare that was thrust upon us didn't arrive overnight. We also realize that it's not going to be fixed overnight. So wisdom, reflection, action, and patience. We fully engage in 2022, fully, the local level, with wisdom, reflection, action, and patience. All right? So when we say the only way to fix 2020 is to engage in 2022, this is what we're talking about. You can't fix 2020 unless you fully engage here and now and get this done. For some reason, it's tough for some people, not many, a few, to understand that, but it's true. And we're going to highlight that this year, because we're going to see it all come to pass, that we, with our involvement and our engagement fully in 2022, we are going to bring about the changes that we so desperately need, and we're going to throw out the grip of communist socialism in America. Today, two guests on the program, two great men, two great patriots, one here in America, one up in the great white north of Canada, in Calgary, Alberta. Dr. Mark Sherwood with us today, and Pastor Arthur Pawlowski from Canada. Quite a story there in Canada. Quite a story in Oklahoma with Dr. Mark Sherwood. Both men worth your viewership, worth your time, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you indulge me in all of this as we prepare for another edition of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready? I know you are. Let's go.
What you are experiencing is truth and knowledge in the place where liberal intellectual immaturity is exposed and determined patriotism is born. You're on The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, hi. A few days ago, I had the opportunity to sit down again with my friend, Dr. Mark Sherwood, who will be the next governor of the state of Oklahoma. He's going to be able to talk to you today about health, about becoming our best version, about focusing on 2022 and engaging in 2022 so that we can fix 2020. Sherwood.tv/right side, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk to you about that. Head on over there and check it out. Again, from a few days ago, my interview with Dr. Mark Sherwood. Here we go. Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. I'm your shining light of what it is to be America first, Trump first, and patriot first. We are here in the very beginning of 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you something. I think 2022 is going to be a good year. Now, I'm famous for saying, let's default to the positive. Let's not default to the negative. Let's keep our eye on the prize. Let's understand that God already has this thing wound up and won for us. So as we begin, a few catchphrases that I want to bring to your attention this year. One, let's engage and give ourselves the gift of wisdom. Wisdom from God. Wisdom was, you know, a gift of the Holy Spirit. And let's make sure that we have wisdom as we approach 2022. Let's give ourselves permission to reflect instead of react. Let's reflect on what we're seeing. Think about it clearly. Use our intellectual capital to decipher and look at the state of play in America, around the world, coupled with wisdom. And let's give ourselves also then permission to take action at the local level, ladies and gentlemen. Again, the theme from last year carries over. Local level action has national impact. And then finally, bless ourselves with the gift of patience. So wisdom, reflection, action, and patience. And if we want to look back at 2020 as many of you do, and I understand completely, the theft of an American presidential election is an important one. And we, when something is stolen from us, we want it back as soon as possible. I get it. But we're going to have to engage in wisdom, reflection, action, and patience. And finally, if we want to really fix 2020, we're going to have to fully engage in 2022. And we have to become our best version, ladies and gentlemen, health-wise and spiritually, mentally. And my friend, Dr. Mark Sherwood, is here to talk about this and more as we enter in a brand new year. Mark, happy new year, my brother.
Happy new year. 2022 is here, and we're in the middle of this thing, and I'm all about that action. I like the acronym that you spelled out. You realize the acronym was WARP, W-A-R-P. I think let's do this at warp speed.
Hey, all right. Yeah. Accidental brilliance. I hadn't thought of it, but thank you for pointing it out. Well, you know, Mark, I think we're of a like mind. We want to be the best version of ourselves. We understand that the world around us, there are certain things that we cannot control. There are certain things that we can control. Those things that we can control really are the core of what we, I mean, I think at least those things that we can control are the core pathways to our own happiness. And don't you think it makes sense? Wisdom, reflection, action, and patience?
I do. And I think, you know, I liked how you began that with wisdom, because wisdom is the correct application or use of knowledge, as opposed to foolishness, which is the incorrect or incorrect application of knowledge. And we live in a world where there's a lot of stuff that's being floated around information-wise. So this information / knowledge is really upon us, where we have just an unlimited amount of sources, whether accurate or not. So it requires incredible discernment to sift through that and determine fact from fiction. And the end result, if we seek, you know, God's direction, is wisdom. And wisdom is the greatest gift of all to human beings. And I pray that everybody listening will claim and want to receive the wisdom of God, and actually believe that you can have the immense, immeasurable wisdom of God, which is wiser than anything we can even understand, wiser than Solomon. So that is at our disposal. And I just pray we activate that this year.
Right on. Amen. Well met. Well, Mark, look, you know, you've got Sherwood.tv. I want to remind everyone, ladies and gentlemen, Sherwood.tv out there. Mark has an abundant platform of resources for you regarding health, wise choices regarding health. And if you go to Sherwood.tv/right side, you can get special discounts and free information to make your life better. Mark, I think we ought to talk about, you know, I've engaged in your process, by the way, and ladies and gentlemen, I, you know, Mark is now my doctor, and he is now, I got a different jab. I got blood work taken, still pure blood, Mark. I still worry about whether or not, gosh, how long do we have before we have to worry about all of the blood supplies in the United States being tainted with this vaccine? But I got the blood work done finally, and I sent in the DNA sample. I can't wait to hear about the results. Tell us about your approach with people. What do you look for in the blood work? Tell us about your program so people can check out Sherwood.tv/right side.
Yeah, we're very comprehensive. We look at it from, I call it the 7-pillar approach. I want to know about, you know, we deal with food, nutrition, exercise, sleep, stress management. That's the 4 areas we have control over. Start with those. And then we get into genetics, hormones, and even peptide therapy. So those 7 pillars, the first 4 being what we control, the last 3 being what we don't control. But you put them together and you have a great foundation of health. And then, of course, we overlie that with the idea of emotional and spiritual health. And then you get the physical, emotional, spiritual working in harmony with each other. And you can have a pretty good life. And I think, Doug, we have to be there today in this time and season, because we're being pushed at all angles, and we need to be able to have the ability to stand firm and be healthy. Otherwise, we're just going to get blown around like the wind with every passing thing.
It's a lot of, in this age of COVID and the age of the Communist Socialist Party, Mark, on top of all of those things that you mentioned, it's not even a hunch or a suspicion. I think it's just purely fact now. There's a lot of stress and anxiety out there. What can we do? What can we do? I mean, gosh, I mean, we're talking people that are faced with the loss of a job, the jab, the mask mandates, you know, kids, what to do with them. Do I get the boosters or not? You know, COVID, is it really Omicron now?
Yeah.
Wow. How in the world do you begin to counsel people on all of that?
Well, we do daily, weekly, nightly. It's all the time. You know, it's like even when I was on the Christmas break where we talked on the phone about your lab, we went through that. But there was, I probably received 20 calls from people in those very situations, just looking for help and hope. And I think the thing to do for people is to find someone to talk to that's going to support you and listen to you, maybe not understand what you're going through because we're all going through different things, different times. Someone that is going to, you know, there are people out there that are going to offer you hope and they're going to be a support structure for you. This is where we just need each other. You know, I mean, if you feel isolated and alone, call somebody, man, because before you do something dumb and stupid that you're going to regret, decisions need to be made with wise counsel. And I think as we go into 2022, the word resolve has been something that's been on my mind and heart a lot, you know, because we make these resolutions, you know, from the base word to resolve. But ultimately, resolve yourself to doing that thing, you know, with decisions and with stress, find the outlet, go for a walk. You know, turn off the negative media. Watch who you hang out with, man. I mean, Doug, people can be nice people, but if you're talking about negative stuff all the time, it's going to drain the life out of you. And we've got to pay attention to that. You know, I appreciate what you do here on the right side. You offer this hope, or you offer a glass half full. And man, I don't think that's just a good idea. I think that's critical today because there's enough glass half empty going on out there, and you have to balance that out somehow.
You know, I agree with your assessment, not because you're mentioning me, but because the thing is, Mark, there are so many people that just default to the negative. That's their natural default mechanism. It's just negative. And I continually try to walk people in off the ledge of panic. Look, our republic is sound. We're in a nightmare. Don't get me wrong. Capitulated by Administrator Biden, but our republic is not going away. We're not on death's doorstep as far as our republic is concerned. We the people are waking up. We're going to be fine, but it's going to take determined patriotism. It's going to take that determined effort to get involved at the local level. And you prior to coming on the air, you and I were talking, and you're a believer in these action steps.
Yeah,
we need to have action steps, a plan, and follow those steps.
Yeah, I get up every day with a plan, and I want to share people this plan, and it's an easy way to remember it, and it's a three-step approach, and I do it every single solitary day, and it invariably is going to yield great results. So number one, I mean, you got to use, I'll use my hand to make a sign here, upwards, right? Upwards.
Right.
I'm going to spend time with God. First thing every day, I'm going to give him gratitude. I'm going to give him honor. And I'm going to acknowledge him, right? Gratitude, honor, acknowledgement. We do that to God. We put him in the right place, right?
You know, Mark, when I don't want to interrupt you, but I love that you say we begin with offering him gratitude. It's prayer. You know, clearly there are times for petition prayers where we need something, we want something, but gratitude, think of the blessings that we already have and be grateful for them. I think grateful people are the happiest people on the planet. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's great because the model prayer demonstrated by Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It's acknowledgement. That's gratitude. You know, it's like acknowledge supremacy, kingship, lordship. So that upwards direction like that is important. And then behind that, it's the relationship with others. It's that horizontal thing. So in my case, I wake up and I spend time with my spouse. You know, she's my best friend. She's my pal. She's one with me, and she's most important to me behind God. And so it's with God, acknowledgement, gratitude, and then it's spouse, the same way, acknowledgement, gratitude, right? And so that if we do that, and then after that, go downwards. I just made a cross, right? So the bottom, I'm going to hit the ground, right? So the cross goes into the ground. The ground is us. It's our dirt suit.
Yeah.
We're made of dirt. We're made of the earth. So yeah. We need to give honor and gratitude to the earth. And what does that mean in practicality? It means exercising, eating right, having a plan for the day. You know, so I do. I exercise at that point. So it's God, my wife, and then I exercise. And I have to do that as preparation for the day. If I don't do that as preparation for the day, you know, I won't have as good a day. I'll find myself mind going in the wrong places, going to negative, whatever, saying something dumb. Yep. I mean, look, I don't want people to take this lightly. It's all about these consistent processes. They're not shiny, they're not flashy, but they are so foundational that they'll yield with 1,000% certainty, ladies and gentlemen. They'll yield amazing results in your life. Commit to do those things, resolve to do those things. And I promise you, your life, going through challenges, still challenges to be there, but you'll get through those challenges in a much more effective and much more resilient way.
Man, I love it, Mark. You always, you know, these things that you say just make my mind think about so many other things. I, you know, the earth, the, you know, the eating right, you know, God has given us all of the food that we need to be healthy, to conquer a lot of the illnesses that Big Pharma won't. Another thing that comes to mind when you mention that thing, especially the third step, is stewardship. I don't think nearly enough people, including myself from time to time, have really thought about stewardship. And we are stewards of this planet. We're stewards of our body. Yeah. We're stewards of our possessions. And how many of us really reflect on that every day?
You know, there's two scriptures that I use a lot, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 16 to 17, and then 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 and 20. And the reason I use those scriptures is because each of those two verse scripture references begins with a question. I mean, the question is this: don't you realize that your body's a temple of God? You know, those questions, it's like when a question's asked twice by the Lord, I figure he's trying to say, don't you get this, folks? And it's like when we don't steward the greatest gifts we have, you know, we live by this principle: him who's been given much, much is required. And so we've been given much, man. We've got a great country. We've got a great republic. We do. We've given the opportunity to think. We still have a good group of people that have the, they bear arms. They have their guns. They have their wits about them. They're honoring God every day. They understand the Constitution. As long as there's breath, man, there's hope.
Absolutely.
And I want people to get that.
Absolutely.
As long as there's breath, there's hope. Keep hoping and be resolved. And when you do, you know, you're going to see the honor, the results of that honor is going to show up like fruit.
I love it. You know, you're always articulate that way. I love the way that you bring in scripture. You have a relativity about you, Mark, that is, it's real and it's honest. And I think that it's very timely. We all need to hear it. And ladies and gentlemen, Sherwood.tv/right side. Mark, Dr. Sherwood can direct you to these things that he's talking about, you know, these action steps, how to make your life whole, how to make your life filled with these action steps that bring you really the wonder, the joy, and the meaning that God himself intends your life to have. Mark, I've just skipped over our commercial break because we were going so well there. We've got about 2 or 3 minutes left. I want to make sure that you have a chance to really tell the folks about Sherwood.tv, but also, you know, you're going to be the next governor of Oklahoma, my friend, and we want people to know about that as well.
Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning that, Doug. My mission out here in the earth and my wife is to protect and serve and honor people, you know, and help them out. And so we're just doing the same process as we've been doing for the last, you know, decade, bringing healing in people's lives. We're doing the same thing for the state. We'll go through there and we'll ask, why are we doing this? Why are we not doing this? And we'll find the dysfunction. We'll bring it back together. And our platform, if people want to go check that out, it's very conservative, very constitutionally based, and people will love it. I haven't met anybody yet that says, I hate that platform. They can go to, just find us on our app. That's the best way to do it. Go Sherwood 2022. It's an app. Or if you want to go to the website, Sherwood2022.com, and love to have people's prayer and support there.
You know, and that's important. You mentioned 2022. I'm going to I'm going to say this because there are people out there, Mark, that will, and look, I'm not besmirching anybody. I am all about welcoming everybody and trying to, again, in all seriousness, walk them in off the ledge of panic. There are a lot of people out there on that ledge of panic, and they're thinking, oh my gosh, it's over. I'm going to jump. You know, this is crazy. We can't possibly make it. If we don't change 2020 right now, we're doomed. And so let me just again say, you know, ladies and gentlemen, here we have a good man following in, I think, what the template of the founding fathers put forth, a man of service, of honor, of profession, who has decided to get involved at the local level and make a difference in his community. So he's been called to run for the governorship of the state of Oklahoma. I think that we all, and it's in 2022, these elections, and if we all look back and we really do want to fix 2020, I'll say it again, if we want to fix 2020, we have to fully engage in 2022. We don't give up and sacrifice any of the rights that God himself has given us, including the right to vote. We don't give up. We will vote. And I understand there's an election integrity issue out there. I understand it. We've got to endeavor to fix it. It's going to take time, wisdom, reflection, action, patience. Mark, you get the last 2 minutes. What do you have to wrap up here?
Man, as we get into 2022, I couldn't agree more. The enemy is going to try to keep people discouraged and try to get you to check out and say, what does it matter? But ultimately, every single one of us on this earth, to fulfill our purpose, we must put the purpose into action. We must not just talk about it. We must not check out. We must step into that action. And that means that every human being out here has got to do their part. The first person you want to please is God. And then you got to like look yourself in the mirror and say, did I do everything I could do? Or did I just talk about it? Words without action is nothing more than noise and a waste of air. Make sure that your actions are congruent with your words. Live with passion, live with purpose, generate peace, but don't walk around in cowardice, realizing that sometimes you got to step up and go to war and protect what is important to you. So it's an honor to serve people. As we go into 2020, I hope people have that lion laser focus. And don't waver. We know what we got to do. Do our part. Find other lions and warriors around you. Hang out with them like I get to hang out with you shoulder to shoulder. And when you go into your battles like that every day, you got someone that will take a bullet for you and take a bullet with you. When you find that, you found a good thing. So search for and find that good thing. And folks, I just love you very much and always appreciate the time spent with you, Doug.
Oh, Mark, love you, brother. And my best to Michelle for a happy 2022. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, Sherwood.tv/right side. Head over there and just check out the free material that Dr. Sherwood has made available to you to become the best version of yourselves. And also please go again, Sherwood2022.com or Sherwood22 on the app. Mark, happy new year, brother. I'm always happy to have you on the show.
Happy new year. I can't wait to see you next week twice.
Can't wait. All right, brother. Yeah, we'll see you in Phoenix. We should mention the Clay Clark Tour, thrivetimeshow.com, ladies and gentlemen. Promo code right side. I'm sure Mark has his own promo code, but you know, benefits of having your own show, ladies and gentlemen. Thrivetimeshow.com, promo code right side. Mark, God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with me. I'll be right back after this very short break. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Hey, COVID-19 can be prevented and treated. DrStellaMD.com. DrStellaMD, StellaMD.com. You know Dr. Stella Emanuel. She's one of the frontline doctors. She has hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, all of the vitamins, C, D, E, zinc, and all of that that you need to take. She's got her own line of those kinds of vitamins and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. So you want to go to drstellamd.com, sign up and get some of those drugs. Enter the promo code Doug. Promo code Doug gets you discounts, and you want to have some of this on hand. I've got it in my bathroom medicine cabinet on hand just in case. drstellamd.com, promo code Doug, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Cheers.
love your car. And when you get in an accident, you'd love to get it back as soon as possible and looking like new. We're Jerome's Collision Center. And when you need us, we'll be there for you. Jerome's Collision Center. Find out for yourself.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, hi. It's my high honor to be able to meet and speak with and interview many of the Tier 1 influencers, patriots from around the world. And I know that I get many, many messages from you around the planet, and I appreciate you. It might seem that I'm speaking only about America when I talk on this show. America is our primary, of course, interest. I'm in the smack dab middle of the fruited plain of the United States of America, after all. But we don't forget you. We don't forget those that are around the world suffering the same kind of tyranny that we all are here experiencing as well. We are brothers and sisters, my friends, in the experience of tyranny, but we're more importantly brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, and we're brothers and sisters in the fight against tyranny. We are in this shoulder to shoulder. A few days ago, I had the opportunity to sit down again with my friend, Pastor Artur Pawlowski from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Here we go. Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for joining us all across the planet. We appreciate you very much. And thanks for making us number 10 in the world with regards to social and political commentary. We're blessed and honored by that. And I want to thank all of the people from around the world who have sent us messages of support, especially during the holiday season. I'm not going to be able to name all of the countries that were represented in our messages, but Canada, Israel, South Africa, Germany, gosh, the Netherlands, Australia, New Zealand, the list, England, Scotland, Ireland, the list goes on. And we're blown away. We're honored and blessed by the support that you've given us. And I think that it's because we do our best over here to speak truth without inflating it with hopium. And we try to give hope, but we give hope that's based in our analysis of what the current state of play is in reality. And I think that we'll see, and as I've said to you the other day, 2022 is going to be a good year. What does a good year mean? Does a good year mean that it's going to be peaceful and there's going to be no resistance and everything's going to be just perfect in every way that we can imagine? No, it doesn't necessarily mean that. It means that a good year will reveal, I think, more profoundly, we're getting closer to that great awakening of the divine providence of God. And so, again, as I said to you, the challenges, adversities, and tragedies that we face are blessings waiting to be born. And so that's where I want us to focus as we go into 2020. We go into 2020 with a prayer for wisdom, so that we have wisdom and that we're not foolish, that we have wisdom given to us as gift from the Holy Spirit. We have the ability to engage in reflection about what we see and what we're experiencing, that we take action at our local level, in whatever way we can, to get involved and to reclaim our republic and other parts of the world that have been taken over by commu-socialism. And then finally, we bless ourselves with the gift of patience. So wisdom, we have then reflection, action, and patience. And having said all of that, I can't think of a better person that represents wisdom, reflection, action, and patience than my friend, Pastor Artur Pawlowski. Artur, it's been too long. How are you, my friend? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. You're too kind, Doug. I'm doing my best. The wisdom, the strength, the boldness, the roaring, if you will, all comes from God. I said that so many times, thousands of times. If I was not on the side of God, if God was not on my side here, I would not be able to do what I do. I only do this because he gives me the boldness, the strength, and the wisdom. I remember when my father, when I was a little kid, he taught me how to play chess. We have to think strategically. God is playing a game as well. He's playing a strategy game, and he's exposing the enemy. And I agree with you, 2022, and I declare that the first day of this year, let this year be a year when we push the enemy, not the other way around, when we expose the enemy with the help of God. So I agree. I believe 2022 is going to be an incredible year. And of course, for me, it started with a splash.
You're famous for taking a splash, Artur, and just a few days ago arrested again. And you know, before we came on, we were talking a little bit, and you were alluding to the possibility that God might not be letting this go with regards to you, because through your endeavors and through what you're going through, God, to your point, in this revelation of the enemy, he is revealing the enemy by virtue of what you are suffering.
I believe that 100%. I mean, when we are willing to go to the fire, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God deals with our afflictions, with our enemies. If you remember the story, the first people that died were the very ones that tied up those three boys and throw them into the fire. They died. Then Jesus shows up and have a conversation with the boys, and he sets them free. You want to be free? You got to be willing to go to the fire. And then in the fire, you have the testimony. That's the powerful testimony that God wants you to reveal it to the whole world. When they look at you and they see your boldness and your strength and your roaring heart, well, they will know that there is God in heaven, God that is bigger than Fauci, God that is bigger than Clinton's and all those devils, the globalists. Also in the fire, you have your testimony and you have your promotion. If you want to be promoted, then you got to be willing to suffer. You see, Jesus said very clearly, pick up your cross daily and follow me. If he did it, you think you're not going to be required to follow his steps. Also, he says, they hated me, they will hate you, they persecuted me, they will persecute you. It's a given. So I am, like I said off the air, I truly believe that God is using me and my brother David and our little church here in the city of Calgary, in the province of Alberta, in China, that behind the Iron Curtain. He is using us to expose the villains. And the more they hate us, the more they're making mistakes, including the latest arrest, the more people's eyes will be open and they will see what the whole thing is all about. Today, just today, I read a comment from a guy that says, I'm not a believer. I never believed in good and evil. By watching this, my heart was touched, and now I know there is evil. And you see, God is using us to bring so many people to the kingdom of God, and he's doing it because we are willing to suffer a little.
Amen. Amen. Well met. Okay, well, speaking about Calgary and Alberta, your local community there, Arthur, honestly speaking, what is the impact that you're having? Have you made a dent into the Canadian tyranny that's oppressing you? Are the people rallying around you? What's your sense and the sense of the people on the streets of your community?
Oh, listen, wherever I show up now, I mean, literally in the stores, on the streets, everywhere I go, people recognize me. And here is what they do. They will come to me and they will say a simple thing. Can I shake your hand? Can I give you a hug? Thank you. Thank you for standing for us. Thank you for being the voice. And the people will say, I don't have that kind of courage. I am afraid. I'm terrified. And I want to thank you so much that you're willing to stand up for us. So that's what I see everywhere. I mean, literally, wherever I show up, I'm shopping in the different places, minding my own business, and people would recognize me and would come and thank me. I have become unintentionally, I didn't look for that, but I have become a pastor for the freedom movement in Canada. And that's how they view me. They invite me to the rallies. They invite me to the protests, to the vigils, to different places so I can pray for them. I can encourage them. So I can give them hope, because you got to understand, in the middle of tyranny, people lost hope. Yes, in Canada, we have the biggest number ever in the history of this country if it comes to suicides. In British Columbia, more people died by suicide than by the COVID deaths. I mean, we have entered a totally different season in our beloved Canada, where people are looking at the government, and what do they see? They see treachery. They see traitors that should be charged with treason. When they look at the medical profession, they see Dr. Mengeles, the doctors that swore to save lives, to do no harm. They're harming people, nurses assisting the dead angels, if you will. When you look at the educational arena, you don't receive education anymore. You receive indoctrination. And when you look at the media, you expect the media to tell you both sides of the story, but that's not no longer the case. What you're receiving is propaganda, lie after lie after lie. When you look at the clergymen, instead of those shepherds of God's people standing strong against the wolves and the hyenas, they have abandoned the people for a bowl of soup. They have given up their inheritance for a shekel, silver coin, and they're nowhere to be found. In Canada right now, you are not allowed to enter a church building without a vax passport, like the red communist KGB Nazi passport. So people are losing hope, and they are seeing me, a little me, and they say, how come you have been hammered over, you know, now 40 charges, so many trials? We lose track of all the charges they're giving, criminal and civil and this and breach. And the latest one was the breach of conditions, allegedly. And then there was mischief. When the police officers got nothing on you, they will always throw a mischief or disturbing people. And also, that was a bizarre one, because when I was handcuffed and arrested and placed in the cruiser, police cruiser, you can remain silent. That's your right, because everything you say can be and will be used against you in a court of law. So you have that right to keep your mouth shut. And I chose to keep my mouth shut for that purpose. And the officers were saying to themselves, you know what, let's throw another charge on him. Let's just say obstruction of justice. I mean, they're making stuff up as they go. When they arrested my brother David, he was the driver. And they said, David is asking, what have I done? I mean, what have I done? And they said, a suspicion of breach. Those officers themselves had no clue why we are being arrested. They were told by politicians, Pawlowskis are there, get them.
That was my question. What.
Yep. Cook something up. So, however, as bad as this looks, and I would be a liar if I would say to the people, yeah, I enjoy being placed in solitary confinement, searched like a common criminal, and then spend the night 24 hours on concrete in a freezing cold cell when you can't sleep because you're shivering. If you're a healthy guy placed there, you're coming out sick. And of course, everything they're doing to us is for our own good, for health. I would be a liar if I would say to you, yeah, that's wonderful, I enjoy every minute of it. No, my body suffers. After a few hours on concrete, you can't lay. You turn on your sides and everything hurts. Every bone in your body after a while hurts. So you walk around and you sit and then you get to stand up. I mean, it's horrible. However, what I learned from the Bible and all those years of harassment and intimidation by the wicked one, by the enemy, that the gallows that Hamans are building are for their own heads. So what they're doing to me and people like us, they are preparing a stage for the final solution. And that final solution is not for us, it's for them. God is exposing the evil one. He's exposing the wickedness. He's exposing the corruption. He's showing the whole world what is in the hearts of those tyrants that call themselves the servants of the people. Police officers, they used to have a slogan on their vehicles in Calgary, and it said to serve and protect. Now they have some stupid slogan of pride and vigilance and whatever. You see, and they change their uniforms from blue to black. They truly are looking like SS, Gestapo villains. So wow. I am very hopeful what is going to happen this year. I'm excited. I'm telling you, my new year started with a splash. And now I'm enjoying it because, again, it has given me opportunity to tell the people, to the whole world, listen, my God is bigger than their God.
Amen, Pastor. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're up against a break right now. We're going to come back with one more segment with Pastor Artur Pawlowski. Please stay with us. This break is a very short one. We'll be right back. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever heard of electromagnetic pulse, EMP for short? I've got a device here that I'm going to hook up to my car. I've got one that looks similar to it that I'm going to hook up to my breaker box in my house. EMP Shield, empshield.com. Go there and use promo code Doug. EMP, pulse magnetic energy, can come from the sun. It can happen in nature, but it also can happen from foreign nations who don't necessarily take too kindly to us. It can happen in nuclear blasts, things like that you've heard and seen in the movies. Now, I'm not saying a nuclear blast is going to happen, but this device, the EMP shield, simple to install. Listen, if I can do it, and I'm no Einstein, you can do it. Hook it up to your car battery. Hook it up to your breaker box in your home or your apartment, wherever. Make sure that you're protected in case of an electromagnetic pulse outbreak in this country or around the world. It will protect you. You want to be able to go from point A to point B. Get one today. EMPShield.com, promo code Doug. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Hey, Doug Billings here. Hydrogen-infused water. I'm going to give you a few seconds. Hydrogen-infused water. The benefits of it are incredible. There's been studies that show efficacy in over 170 disease models, ladies and gentlemen. Everything from swelling, bloating, sleep loss, metabolic rate, pain, you name it. 170 medical studies showing efficacy, relief, and benefits from hydrogen-infused water. Go over to holyhydrogen.com/Doug for $100 off this device. It sits on my counter right here in the studio. It looks like a coffee maker without the coffee, right? It's about that size, small. It's the only place where you can get therapeutic-grade hydrogen-infused water and gas at your fingertips. You can drink the water. You can breathe in the gas. holyhydrogen.com/Doug for $100 off. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. I'm right here smack dab in the middle of the fruited plain of the United States of America, coming to you and seeing you all around the world. And we appreciate you very much today with Pastor Artur Pawlowski. And Artur, I want to, you know, we just finished talking about how your new year began with such a splash. I wonder if that splash has attracted anyone's attention in your government. I mean, even if they haven't come out and given you a verbal invitation to come in and talk about this, are you on their radar? Certainly you must be.
Oh, big time. The premier of Alberta is like your governor. Oh, he immediately, I was still in prison, in jail with my brother David, and he already came out in public condemning me pretty much with the mainstream media. They are labeling us as domestic terrorists. And the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, came on public and he said that we have to stop tolerating the unvaccinated. So pretty much the rhetoric is just like during the Nazi Germany in early 30s. The Jews are the dirt, they're the virus, and we have to cut them out, remove them from our society. The same wording, the same rhetoric is being used by the Gestapo and KGB of Canada against those that are resisting tyranny and are not willing to receive a job that now is killing thousands of Canadians left and right. I have a number of nurses in our church. She is 43 years a nurse, and she says she has never seen so many deaths and adverse reactions to this job like she's seeing right now. 400 children in a children's hospital. I mean, it's crazy. People are dying left and right. And it looks like the villains are not stopping. Just like I said so many times, they're like cancer. You know, bullies are like cancer. The wannabe tyrants are like cancer. And what I know about cancer is you can't reason with cancer. You cannot have a debate, a conversation with cancer. You got to cut it out. Yes. And they're terrified. They're terrified of the people. We could stop this craziness at any moment. We just have to unite. We have to come together and say, that's it, not an inch. You keep pushing, we will push even harder now.
Pastor, you have, you know, Justin Trudeau on the one hand, you have the media on the other hand, you have your, I forget your term, the governor there of Alberta.
Premier of Alberta.
The premier. In your opinion, where is, if I'm a Canadian, where's the hope? Is there hope on the horizon? Is there a great awakening of the divine providence of God happening in Canada, like I think is happening here in the United States?
100%. I think what is happening right now, God is, he still is shaking the fence. People are falling to the left and to the right. There is a great division happening between the good and the wicked, the evil, the goats from the sheep and the sheep from the wolves, if you will. And now it's a clear separation from the good people and evil people. And I see awakening like I have never, ever seen before. I truly believe that we have entered a season of the greatest revival globally that we have ever experienced. Now, I have tens of thousands of people that are emailing me, calling me, texting me. And here's what they say. And it's so humbling because what did I do? I didn't do anything extraordinary. I did what every pastor, every rabbi, every priest is supposed to be doing. Every restaurant owner, every man should do what I did. Get out, you Nazis. Who do you think you are, uncircumcised Philistines? Who do you think you are, Fauci? You're just a man, just like the rest of us. And be careful, because when you make us mad, you will be running, and you will be running very fast. We have to understand that we have the power. We have forgotten that we have that power. So what I see right now is those people that are not even believers are coming to people like me and say, hey, I don't believe, but what I saw, it touched my heart. I want to attend the church. I have half of the people in our church are the people that have never attended church before. They have never been. For example, I had a number of people that came to me during Christmas day, the service that we had, and they said, this is our first time ever in our lives, a Christmas service. So I'm excited because this is a time of the greatest harvest we have ever seen. And yes, it's uncomfortable sometimes being arrested and ticketed and facing trials and tribulations, but the fruit of it is going to be the greatest revival we have ever seen. And I'm excited. I'm really excited. I believe that 2022 is going to be the best year ever.
I agree with you. I have this discernment within me that this is going to be an incredible year. And I think to your story, what a wonderful testimony to your parish, your church there in Calgary, that on the celebration of the birth of Jesus, we have the celebration of the birth of new Christians coming to you because of the example of what they see in you. And so it's very powerful, and it's got to be humbling, but what an honor to the Lord primarily that that's happening.
Yeah. You know, I attend the rallies and protests and whatever I show up. I have never been treated in such a way. And it is humbling because most of my life I was treated by the mainstream media as the villain, as the bad guy. You know, how dare I preach the gospel and feed the poor and all those different things that we always receive from those lying propaganda machinery. But when I show up in public with the commoners, with the normal people like you and me, and they recognize me and says, Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, thank you for giving me hope. Pastor, you know, like I'm treated with such a great respect. It's humbling. And it shows me that people, we're living in a leaderless society, and the people are looking for leaders, for anyone that can lead them to the promised land, if you will, into the hope that God is offering. And again, in the end of the day, you know that, I know that, and others know that there is no hope without God. When you look at those villains, their guns are too big, their power is too big for us little ones. However, when God is on your side, when you and God show up, you're always the majority.
Amen. Pastor, you are going to be traveling, I understand, back to the United States. You're able now to travel once again. You're coming back in April. Talk to us about that. We have a couple of minutes left. I want to know where people can find you, how we can offer you, first of all, prayerful support, but also financial support and so forth. How can we find you and tell us about your upcoming tour?
Well, I would greatly appreciate any support. I mean, we have a number of lawyers. I hired paralegal. We are filing lawsuits. We are 2022 is going to be the year when we are going to be more aggressive. We will be on the offense. We are filing lawsuits against those villains. We're going to file complaints, investigations. So I hired an ex-police officer that is doing this. So everything costs funds, money. If you want to help, go to streetchurch.ca, www.streetchurch.ca, and there is a section over there that you can support, donate using e-transfer or PayPal, or send us a check. We greatly appreciate for any help. And of course, as you know, we are not only fighting for our freedoms here, but we also are feeding thousands of homeless people on the streets of Calgary. I have been doing this for 22 years now. I'm very excited about coming back to United States of America. I mean, I love you people. You're my kind of lions. And I said that so many times in the States when I walked on the streets of United States of America and hanging around with people like you and others, I felt like I am in the middle of the greatest pride of lions that I have ever seen. And you know, I work in Africa, so I was privileged to see lions hunt and to be around the lions. It's amazing. And that's how I felt in the United States, like walking in the middle of powerful, strong lions. And that's what we need. We need that encouragement. So I'm looking forward to come back and do some damage to the enemy, expose the lies and hang around. I mean, as much as people appreciate what I say to them, I'm telling you, the same way I appreciate what they say to me, it works always both ways. It's a mutual revolving door of blessing. I have been able to bless America. America blessed me enormously. So I'm looking forward to see my friends and hang around. Just hang around with the right type of people is like being rekindled with more fire, and let this fire be as wild as possible and as big as God wants it to be.
Wow. I can't wait to see you again. I can't wait to welcome you back and to be in the same room as you. And I know that there's millions of other people that feel the same way. And this is part of the reason in the final 45 seconds here, part of the reason why I've always supported these Clay Clark events. This is what patriots do. This is what lions do. We gather in our pride and we encourage, motivate, and educate each other so that we can go back to our homeland and engage in our local community. Don't you think so, Pastor? That's right.
100%, I agree. I mean, those rallies are very powerful. Those conferences are very powerful. It's not just, hey, you are coming to listen to a guy talk or a girl talk. No, there's so much more. When you are hanging around with the right type of people, you start to think that you're not alone. And that gives you the wings, the power, the strength to keep roaring with an understanding, hey, I'm not alone. There's many, many like me. And that gives you the strength. I believe that's why God is using those conferences in such a powerful way.
Amen. Well, Pastor Archer, we're at the end of our time together. Listen, God bless you. Keep you safe and healthy. I pray in Jesus' name, and that you have a happy new year, and that our joint belief that 2022 is going to be a good year. I hope that all comes true. I think that it will. God bless you, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay with me. I'll be right back after this short break. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here, and I want to tell you about a doctor in pharmaceutical sciences, a scientist, a biologist, a pharmacist. I'm talking about Dr. Mujan Donaldson. And Dr. Donaldson is the founder of the Hair Regrowth Centers. You can find her at hairregrowthcentersinc.com. Now listen, she's the leading expert in regrowing your own hair. Her formula will stimulate your hair follicles and regrow your hair, folks. You don't have to depend on expensive and painful cosmetic surgery for hair transplants and plugs. Regenerate your own hair. It's fully approved, suited for men and women alike under the supervision of a medical doctor, and she has 100% success rates. Dr. Mujan Donaldson, hairregrowthcentersinc.com, or you can call her at 831-521-6671. Ladies and gentlemen, hairregrowthcentersinc.com. Cheers. Hey, you guys, I want to tell you again about my friend, the Commander's Artist, one of the top shelf artists in the country. I don't think, in fact, anybody can compare with his patriotic art. It's completely top shelf, and you're going to love this stuff. If you don't already have a patriotic themed room in your house, you're going to want to create one or hang one of these things in the office. See me on the white stallion right there? He created it. What a beauty. You know, I've been on the auction stage with him. He's the personal commissioned artist, after all, of General Michael Flynn, and he's been commissioned by Sidney Powell. And on the auction stage down in Dallas, I had Flynn right there. I had Sidney Powell right there, and they were competing to see whose portraits would sell for the most money. I can't tell you who won because that would be indiscreet. Sidney. But you don't have to pay tens of thousands of dollars for these things like they did in Dallas at that auction. If you enter my name, Doug, in the promo code, you can get discounts, big discounts. Go to thecommandersartist.com, thecommandersartist.com, promo code Doug. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. I'm glad that I was able to put those two interviews together that we did a few days ago, both on separate days, but put together here for you. A very important message from both of these men: health, fitness, focusing on 2020 to fix, focusing on 2022 to fix 2020. Both men agree. You know, almost everybody, unless you're for some reason stubborn or close-minded or unable to see what really needs to happen, agrees that we have to fix 2020, but that's only done with our full and complete engagement in 2022. We will endeavor, and I think we will realize this year, our local involvement beginning to pay off. We're going to reclaim the House and the Senate in the United States of America. Many of you think that's impossible, that the cheat is in, that the rig is in. We're going to overcome it because we don't give up. We don't give up our rights to vote ever. Our rights come from God, and to give them up or to abandon them or to simply say, no, I'm not going to do it because I think the system's fixed, dishonors God, and it's not patriotic. It's not. And I look, some of you get angry when I say that, but those of you who get angry need to rethink your positions. With all due respect, we cannot fix 2020 without fully engaging in 2022 in local levels, in elections, in county commissions, in school boards, in your mayorships, in your aldermanships, in becoming official election observers and workers, canvassing your neighborhoods and local communities. Wisdom, reflection, action, and patience. All of those ingredients are what we must engage in the year 2022 and beyond to reclaim the world from the grip of communist socialism. Pastor Archer agrees. Dr. Mark Sherwood agrees. They agree because it's the truth and it's obvious. One of the ways that we engage, ladies and gentlemen, in 2022 is to attend events and conferences, to become educated, to become the best version of ourselves, to invest in ourselves, to invest in our intellectual capital, to be able to become motivated, inspired, educated, so that we can go back home and engage fully in 2022. Clay Clark and his team, the ThriveTimeShow.com website, they all work to endeavor to provide us with those very things. We're coming up on a couple of events here. In January, we have Phoenix, Arizona. In February, we're going to Canton, Ohio. We have San Diego coming up in March. Go to ThriveTimeShow.com, T-H-R-I-V-E, Thrive, ThriveTimeShow.com, and look up the schedule of Reawaken America Tour events. President Trump and his family fully support these events. Every logical, clear-minded patriot supports these events. And Clay Clark lets you name your own price, ladies and gentlemen. ThriveTimeShow.com. Enter promo code RIGHTSIDE for other discounts and benefits and perks over there. It's what we're all about. It's what we've done since before the Republic was founded. Don't let those who are possessed by the demon of cynicism try to convince you that they're worthless and no good. They are good. And I would dare say they are holy events, bringing people to God, bringing people together to unify this republic and, in fact, the world, because now these events have global audiences around the planet. It's a good thing. It's a God thing. Believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a pack of blessings on your back. Don't forget to take inventory of those blessings every day. Until we meet again, may God abundantly bless you and enable you to discover what He fully intends for you to discover. That is the wonder, joy, and meaning, life, liberty, and prosperity that this life has to offer until you meet Him in the next. Love you all. God bless you. For the Republic, cheers.